they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you go in it, put your hands in the air.
No good. By George, the dream is alive.
One, two, three. That's three wins.
Three wins in a row.
Yeah, that's three wins in a row, and hopefully four
tonight
after you and I.
And that would clearly change the momentum of the season.
Right. I think anybody that was sort of slightly pessimistic.
Us.
At the beginning of the year would probably say, well, a win against a top five RPI team like University of Northern Iowa would sort of show, hey, maybe we are legit. Maybe Paulson did turn that corner. Maybe we should give him that trust that we, you know, blindly gave him at first, giving him that year extension. Well, maybe, yeah, maybe this was all worth it.
Maybe. And he is doing things that we like. Like, we do like his recruiting. He has run some full court pressure, which we've been begging for on both our podcast and our Twitter.
But there's one thing that he's doing that's a little odd, and it's kind of the roster and how he's using the roster. He's not playing Abram.
And we're huge Abram fans. At least I am.
He's not using Jenkins recently. Is it a flu?
Is he sick?
We don't know. There's just a lot of question marks. It almost seemed like Cam had turned the corner at the beginning of the year, and then he hasn't really seen the court. So,
freshmen were guaranteed some playing time.
Right, and they're getting it, and they're, you know, like Ian Boyd did last game against JMU, he popped off.
Well, let's go game by game. We started off, we beat Kent State after a terrible loss to Houston.
Right, and I'll admit it right now. Everyone was deflated after that Houston loss. It was probably one of the worst games I've witnessed as a Mason fan. We looked completely outmatched. We looked like high school kids.
Undersized.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's move on to Kent State. We looked good. Yeah. I mean, Otis and Marquise, you know, a lot of our major players stepped up. They scored, and that looked like a pretty convincing and easy win. I watched it actually at work a little bit. And so what did you see from that game?
I saw young guys making a difference. I think a bunch of different guys played that game. We've seen dedication from Paulson to make sure that his freshmen play, most of his sophomores minus, you know, obviously Dixon and Cam, get playing time. But I think we've just seen Marquise Moore take over. So in all of our game recaps, I mean, it's really just got to be about Marquise Moore dominating on both offense, defense, rebounding, scoring.
Fun fact. Sorry, I had to come in with that. I thought you were going to end earlier. But fun fact, Marquise Moore at 6'2", and a point guard technically, is averaging 18 and 9, not 9 assists, but 9 rebounds. This is the same kid that blocked almost 2 shots a game last year. I don't know. He's extremely athletic, you know, just looking at the statistics.
He's getting to the bucket at will. I think they actually are calling a couple travels on him that aren't travels. It's just the way that he hops through the paint. It just looks like he's traveling. But Kent State, you know, they were an athletic team.
But they didn't
it actually
well.
Looked like we out-coached
and,
them.
And if you remember the announcers, I believe, were they the ones that were...
That was Bradley, which we can go to next, because we beat Kent State. It was a pretty easy win.
Right. And same with Bradley. Bradley was actually tit-for-tat until we blew it off in the second half. We, like, erupted for, like, 15 straight or something. We just went on a huge run, which is encouraging. I like to see our team, like, you know, step on their throats, you know, bury the dagger. Like, let's not keep teams in it. I want to see a blowout from us.
Okay, Greg Williams.
Yeah, sorry. But no, I liked it, and it was encouraging. And
we looked like the better team versus Bradley. Kent State, it was close. I could see where they'd pull it out. Bradley, it looked like we should
and
have
the Bradley announcers knew it.
Right.
I mean, they were pretty much like, oh, boy.
They were deflated the whole time. I was surprised. Like, why did we get their coverage of the game? That confused me as well. Like, why are we listening to Bradley announcers?
I don't know, but they hyped our band.
They did.
Shout out to the Green Machine.
So, yeah, we handled Bradley. And same thing. Marquise Moore played well. Freshman came in. Kyer had a very good game. Again, he's now got to be a solidified starter at this point.
Yes.
We got to consider him a starter.
Well, he is.
He had like 6 rebounds in the first 6 minutes or something insane. Like, he's
he
on
finished
the glass.
With 10. Just like Kevin Love starting the game with 34 in the first half and finished with 40.
I get it, but Kyer, they enlist him at 6'4".
He's not.
And he, if he gets 10 rebounds, I think that's a
if
success
he's 6'4",
story.
I'm 7'3".
So
I'm talking downtown.
We handled them, and then that led right into that led
JMU, rivalry. JMU,
rivalry game. Yeah. And God, that we were sized.
Well, we were sized because of the rivalry and the historic perspective from it. Yeah, it's an old CAA foe. But from, just looking at it from this season, they're 0-5. We needed to beat them. We should have beaten them. And we did beat them. But it wasn't as convincing as we would have liked.
It took to get to overtime to beat them.
Right.
And we should have probably blown them out. But they constantly answered us. We would go down, get an and one. They would hit a three. Right. It was just, it was tit for tat that entire game. But we pulled out the win. You look back to these stats later on, you don't remember if that was overtime. You beat JMU, and we've now beat them 26
I remember
of
that
the last
overtime.
31 times.
There's a little O and a T next
to
the
score.
I'm not
looking. I'm thinking W's, put them, collect them, three in a row.
All right, well, fine. But anyways, I think it's a positive step moving forward. We were able to blow out a team and then also beat a team close in a game where we had to come back. Those are good wins to build sort of your, not a resume, but to sort of build experience.
Yeah, your rapport.
You're winning games in a different way.
And Troy started that last game versus JMU, and I think he's starting tonight.
He is.
And if you listen to our podcast, you might have heard me predict that JJ would come off the bench and Troy would start.
Don't know if this is entirely true. Like, he's starting, I'm doing air quotes, but I don't think it's because he's actually playing so well. I think it's more like JJ has a flu or something.
Did Paulson punt all of Hewitt's guys? He can't punt on Marquise Moore because he's clearly the best player on the floor. And JJ's played well, but
JJ's owned statistically. Like, look at the stats. He's putting up the numbers. Even he's very efficient. In fact, he's the most efficient player in our team, I think, this year. And so I don't think it's because of poor play. I think there's got to be something going on behind the scenes. He's definitely got some sort of weird way of, reprimanding his players.
It's interesting to monitor because we don't know. We don't know. We asked Coach Paulson ourselves why the players weren't playing.
He gave us a bit of a Bill Belichick response.
Right.
I don't know. It was practice. Practice.
And when I kind of was like, I gave him like that, the raised eyes, and then he was like, well, it's practice performance. I'm like,
it's like, okay, well, that's one game. What about?
But then Abram played the game after and then hasn't played a game since. So I'm starting to wonder, like,
did he smoke a joint?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Did he tag
on?
His wife? Like, what went on here?
Because we used to watch players walk out of SUVs stoned before games, so I thought that was
we're not going to comment on which players those were, or
but damn it, did it smell like tree outside
right,
that
and
vehicle.
A cloud of smoke, and that was about 15 minutes before the game,
and we won. So
yeah. Maybe those were in the good days too.
Yeah, take me back to
they were donning that green and gold.
So we got to say we're pretty excited for tonight. Do either one of us predict a win? I'd say I don't know at this point.
I think KenPom has this as a 13.5 underdog, including Vegas. So no, it's not encouraging from, just an outsider's perspective. Just I just wanted to touch on you and I, not us, but University of Northern Iowa. Sorry. I'm going to use that joke about 15 more times.
Check our Twitter, Instagram at @by_George.
Right. Don't check our Twitter because that's cooked, but we'll get to that later. So University of Northern Iowa, what have they done thus far this season? Well, they beat a no-namer first game. Then they beat Arizona State, which is a Pac-12 team. They're, 4-3, whatever. But
they're better than JMU.
Right. They're a legit school. And then they also beat Oklahoma. Mind you, it's a Buddy Hieldless Oklahoma, but they still beat Oklahoma. So that's a quality win.
And I believe Oklahoma's better than JMU as well.
Hard. Okay. Again, any team. Insert any team, they're better than JMU. And then they lost two to actually Xavier. They played back-to-back games. Somehow that worked out in some sort of tournament. But they played Xavier when they were ranked 11th, and they played Xavier when they were ranked 9th. Back-to-back games. But they're relatively...
They lost both?
They did. But Xavier's good. They're top 10 team. So
that's wacky. That's a wacky bit.
They don't have a bad loss yet, and maybe we could be that bad loss.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
four in a row.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, the fan base should be excited for tonight. I hope you guys watch. It's 6:41. We're going to drop this at about 7 o'clock, so you can listen to our little pre-game podcast before the game starts.
Yeah, no one's listening to that. And, in fact, I'm going to probably start cooking some dinner, so I don't even think it'll be out before 7.
But I'm excited. I do the editing. Okay. You don't edit, so you should cook your dinner.
Okay. I was going to cook you something, too, but I'm not doing that.
Guys, we're excited. I'm looking for 4 in a row.
I mean, we're not going to get it, but I'm hoping for it. So let's do it.
All right. We're
out. Sized?
Yeah. Goodbye.